You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we have a really fascinating story that we're sharing with you. It's the story of Ben and Heather Choate, who live in Southern Colorado. And Heather was diagnosed with cancer while she was pregnant with her sixth child. Doctors told her to abort the pregnancy, but she felt that it was necessary and searched for a doctor that would be willing to perform chemo and other treatments while she was still pregnant. The baby was recently born, and it was a successful pregnancy, all is well. So first, thank you so much for being with us on the phone today.
Thank you. We feel so honored and grateful to you. Thanks.
First off, Heather, tell me what your reaction was when you found out not only that you were expecting that, but also that you had cancer right after.
Oh, that's a moment I don't think I'll ever forget. I was on our deck in our backyard, and the doctor called with the results from the biopsy that they did. And she said that it was without a doubt cancer. And it was just utter shock. It's just one of those things you never think you're ever going to hear. And I immediately called up my husband, and yeah, it was terrifying, but more shocking, I think, than anything else.
How far along were you when you found out that you had cancer?
I was 10 weeks pregnant. So I had just gone in for my first prenatal visit, and we're so happy to see the baby on the ultrasound and everything. And then to hear that news, we were obviously concerned for me, but very concerned for our unborn child.
What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Yeah, it's breast cancer, and it's HER2 positive, which means that it's it feeds off of certain hormones, including progesterone and estrogen, which a woman has in abundance when she's pregnant. So that's what made the situation a little bit more dangerous, or the doctors were more concerned about, which is why they recommended terminating the pregnancy. But that was something I just felt in my heart I could never do. And so we just relied on the Lord to guide us, and He, without a doubt, He did.
Talk about what it was like when you were searching. You were kind of going from doctor to doctor, and they were all telling you, look, your life is at risk here. You need to end this pregnancy. It's just not going to end well.
Yeah. Fortunately, I just knew I had that conviction in me. I knew what I needed to do. And so even though it was hard to hear that from the doctors, I just felt, okay, well, this is my decision, and I know that the Lord supports it, and my husband supports it, so we'll just keep going forward. And we really felt led and inspired and blessed by friends and family members who helped us find a doctor up in Denver who would take our case and allow us to do treatment while I was pregnant. And she successfully treats many young women with breast cancer, including many pregnant women. And so we just felt like it was such a blessing to be able to find her.
Ben, I imagine you were going through a range of emotions, too. You had five other children. Your wife was at risk of losing her life. You were possibly going to lose this unborn child. What was your reaction at this time?
Well, obviously, when your spouse is kind of feeble or having a hard time, that's your time to step in and be the crutch. So that's the role I played at the beginning. There wasn't much time for me to really internalize what was going on much, other than just support Heather and let her know that Heavenly Father is very much aware. Lots of praying, fasting, and blessings, obviously. But yeah, no, it was when I did take a second and actually, you know, think about the situation and going to the doctor appointments with Heather, hearing the doctors, one in particular basically told us in two or three different appointments that basically all they could do was remove the breast and then hope for the best, but chances are it wasn't going to be anything good because they had done a secondary biopsy, which proved that it had spread into the lymphatic system. So they were pretty concerned that it had spread even further than that. But anyway, we really did feel like keeping the baby was the only way to go, and supporting Heather was my job. So that's what I did.
What types of treatment are you able to undergo for an aggressive type of cancer like this when you're pregnant?
We realized that the advice that we initially received from the doctors was kind of outdated. Women can successfully undergo chemotherapy just the same as they would if they weren't pregnant, the first four rounds, at least that we did. And the baby is kept safe from that for the most part if you treat during the second and third trimesters. And so our timing really worked out great that we were able to do that. And our oncologist is at the forefront of that research. She's been doing this for 20 years. And yeah, she's treated so many women successfully that were pregnant with breast cancer. And it's just amazing that it all works out that way.
I imagine that your faith played a big role in your decision to not only keep the pregnancy, but also during the hard times kind of helped you get through these 9 terrifying months of going through cancer treatment and also being pregnant, which is emotional enough on its own. So can you kind of talk a little bit about how religion and faith played a role?
Yeah. Getting emotional already about that, because that's the heart of what got us through this. I think it was one of those moments of like, I have nothing left but the Lord. And I have nothing left but to trust him and just say, you know, this is your will. This is your baby. You know, this is the life you've given me inside. And we're just going to trust in you. So there were so many just on my moments of being on my knees, praying and pleading and trusting. I heard something just a few weeks ago that you can either go through an experience or you can grow through it. And I really felt like there were lessons the Lord wanted us to learn from this. And so really searching myself and seeing what he wanted me to learn and how he wanted me to handle this. And then just turning it over to him and trusting him.
Do you feel like you saw miracles?
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. It was amazing. The people that came to help us, the support that we received from so many amazing people. Oh, sorry, there's the baby.
Oh, I can hear the baby in the background.
Yeah. Incredible moments of just feeling completely supported and held by Heavenly Father, as well as his earthly angels and spiritual angels too. Incredibly sacred moments that we've had along the way. Surgery was a particularly scary time for me. Having to go under while I was 27 weeks pregnant.
Oh my goodness.
And worried that if the baby was going to be taken early and if she would do okay during all that. So for me emotionally, that was really challenging. I was really struggling with that and struggling with faith to know that it was, you know, everything was just going to go perfect, but, just turned to him and it was astonishing to me how much love I felt from him and how close I felt to the Savior during that whole process.
So. And your baby was recently born. When was your baby born? And can you tell us a little bit more about them?
Yeah, she was born on January 6th of this year, so January 6th, 2015. Healthy, 8 pounds, 6 ounces, just absolutely beautiful and perfect in every single way.
And what's her name?
Her name is Kiri Celeste.
That's neat. I've never heard that before. Very unique. When you look at her now, can you imagine taking that doctor's advice at the very beginning?
Oh, yeah, that just breaks my heart. I just really believe life is sacred. We live in a world that's kind of calloused and we go to, you know, conveniences and I don't know. I just feel like it's just so easy to think about yourself, especially when your life is on the line. But I could never trade, you know, myself for her. She is amazing and I'm so grateful to have her.
Well, in addition to having a healthy baby girl, you also received some other wonderful news recently. What was that?
Right. After we had her, we went up to Denver again and did some scans that we couldn't do during a pregnancy to see if the cancer had spread anywhere else in my body. And we were very happy and blessed to know that the cancer had not spread anywhere else that they could detect. So that was wonderful, wonderful news.
What's next for you guys with treatment and just life in general?
Yeah, I have about a year worth of treatment right now. While I'm a mom of six, which will be challenging, but we'll get through it. And yeah, just going on with life, you know, life goes on, busy family and busy with work and all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Ben and Heather Choate. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we want to throw out a question to our listeners. Have you ever had a health problem that has changed your perspective and the way you thought about your body and your mission in life? We would love to hear from you. You can tweet us. Twitter handle is Mormon Channel. Use the hashtag Where I Am. Thank you again so much to Ben and Heather Choate, and thank you to you for listening.